Chapter 5 The Prison. The soldier took Dantès to a small room. Then, at about 10 o'clock, an officer and 4 soldiers took him through the streets to the shore. They put Dantès in a boat. Then they watched him as the boat moved away. "What is happening?" Edmund thought wildly. "The judge was kind to me. He told me not to be afraid. He only told me not to say the name Noirtier. And he destroyed the letter in front of me." Dantès looked into the darkness. They were going out to sea. They were sailing away from everything that he loved. He turned to the nearest soldier. "Friend," he said, "please tell me where we are going. I am Edmond Dantès, a seaman, and a man who loves God and the king. Tell me where we are going." "You were born in Marseille, and you are a seaman, but you don't know where you are going? Look!" Dantès stood up and looked in front of the boat. 100 meters away, he saw the black and frightening shape of the rock where the Château d'If stands. The prison was about 300 years old. "People tell many strange stories about this place," Dantès thought. "Prisoners go there and never return. Is this the end of all hope?" "I am not going to be a prisoner there," cried Dantès. "Only important prisoners, enemies of the king, go there. Mr. Villefort promised me—"
"Mr. Villefort told us to take you to the Château d'If."
The boat reached the shore. A soldier jumped out, took Dantès' arms, and pushed him up some steps. He passed through a door, and the door closed behind him. He was in a courtyard with high walls on all sides. He heard the feet of soldiers walking around outside.
"Where is the prisoner?" a voice said. "Follow me."
Dantès followed. The man took him to a room which was almost under the ground.
"This is your room for tonight," the man said. "It is late and the governor is asleep. Tomorrow, perhaps, he will send you to another place. There is bread and water and some dry grass to sleep on. Good night."
The man left quickly and took away his lamp. Dantès was alone in the darkness and the silence. At the first light of day, the guard returned. Dantès was standing in the same place, just inside the door. The man touched Dantès on the arm and asked,
"Haven't you slept?"
"I don't know," Dantès answered. The guard looked at him.
"Are you hungry?"
"I don't know."
"Do you want anything?"
"I want to see the governor."
The guard gave a short laugh and left the room.
The door closed. Dantès threw himself on the floor.
"What is happening?" he cried. "Why am I in this place?"
The day passed. Dantès did not eat. He walked round and round the small room. The next morning, the guard came back again.
"Prisoner," he said, "are you feeling better today?"
Dantès did not answer.
"Be brave, man. Can I get you anything?" the guard asked.
"I want to see the governor."
"That is not possible," the guard said.
"What can I do then?"
Dantès asked.
You can have better food, if you pay for it, and books. And you can walk around in the courtyard.
I don't want books. This food is all right. And I don't want to walk around. I want to see the governor.
You can't. Don't ask to see him. I will always say no. You will go crazy.
You think so?
I know it. There is a man in this prison. He was in this room before you. If you help me, I will give you a lot of treasure, he told the governor. He was put in a room underground 2 years ago.
Listen, I am not crazy, Dante said, and I must see the governor.
Oh-ho, cried the guard, stepping back. You are going crazy. We will have trouble with you. But there are plenty of places underground. He went out. A few minutes later, he returned with 4 soldiers. The governor has sent orders, he said. He turned to the soldiers. This prisoner is crazy. Put him underground. The soldiers took Dante's arms. He went quietly. They walked down 15 steps. Then the soldiers opened the door of a room and threw Dante's inside. The door closed, and Dante's walked around. He held his hands out until he touched the wall. Then he sat down in a corner. It was very dark, and he could see nothing. The guard is right, he thought. This place will make me completely crazy.